Juanita Whitesell. Juanita is J-U-A-N-I-T-A, Whitesell, W-H-I-T-E-S-E-L-L. Date of birth is July 11th, 1950. This is for date of service, 3-8-2022. Mrs. Whitesell is a 71-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hyperthyroidism management. She was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism recently, period, in January of 2022, period. She has a history of impaired fasting blood glucose, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, cardiopulmonary hypertension, and atrial fibrillation. Her labs are reviewed, and her TSH is less than 0.01, free T3 is 5.9, and TPO antibodies less than 1, and thyroglobulin antibodies are also less than 1. She is followed by Dr. Shimshak for cardiology, and she has a pending echocardiogram on March 3rd. She's reporting symptoms of fatigue. She was placed on methimazole 5 milligrams twice a day for her hyperthyroidism. She reports occasional palpitations. She reports some changes in her weight. She denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She denies any temperature intolerance. She denies any changes in her hair, skin, or nails. Plan number one for her hyperthyroidism. The patient's labs were reviewed and her TSH is less than 0.01, free T3 is 5.9, her TPO antibodies are less than 1, and her thyroglobulin antibody is less than 1. I believe that she will achieve remission of her hyperthyroidism due to the fact that her antibody levels are undetectable, period. At this point, I would like to continue the methimazole 5 milligrams twice a day and check her current baseline thyroid function panel, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. Next number for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number for her impaired fasting blood glucose, I will check a fasting comprehensive metabolic panel. Next number for her hyperlipidemia, she is on pravastatin 20 milligrams daily. Next number for her GERD, she is on omeprazole 20 milligrams daily. Next number followed with primary care provider, Dr. Nicole Dominic. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.